night. You're right beside me, head in my clenching tight. Many miles to go before we see the light.
It's just us. In fact, watching your back, it be a must. And each and every day around the way gats bust. And jealous so-called friends will try to set you up. It's called betrayal. Check the horror scene. The kid was like 12 or 13. Never had the chance like other kids to follow dreams. Watch his father catch two in the dome and to the spleen. Nothing but blood everywhere, these streets are mean. They spared his life, but killed his moms and his sister Jean. Of course, over some drug shit. His pops was on some ill out, spill your guts out on some thug shit. Didn't know his boys was on some shady no love shit. His pops got played out though. With silencers they laid him out, yo. Took his stash and all the cash and left him tied up on the couch, yo. With tape over his mouth so he couldn't cry out. Cause his dad was the nigga with clout. Survival of the fittest, so they split his wig, no doubt. Despite the stocking caps, he noticed the same cat who used to give him dough and taught him to use the same gat. Supposed to be like an Uncle Fam and all that. He could tell that it was him cause he had on the same slacks he wore when he took him out to Meadowlands racetrack. Why did he flip and go out like that? It's called betrayal. Betrayal. Scandalous. Money, greed, and lust. In this trife life, there ain't nobody you can trust. Plus, there's no justice, it's just us. In fact, watching your back, it be a must. And each and every day around the way gats bust. And jealous so-called friends will try to set you up. It's called betrayal. Betrayal. Betrayal.
Oh, betrayal. Fuck ass niggas. It's called betrayal.
He on the mission to become a ball player. Flip big bits, flossing all gators. Had it all mapped out, 6'8", 12th grader. Fresh out of school, living, go make paper. Had a brother who was hustling, collecting his change. Never let his baby brother stick his neck in the game. Told him all he had to do was just enjoy the ride. And he ain't have to worry about money, cause that's in time. So now he's patiently, the time moves slowly. Can't wait to face your kid in the paint in school, Kobe. Kept his grades up and stayed up at the neighborhood functions. And then the group of knuckleheads came through dumping. So now he's sitting on the sidewalk bleeding. Fell into his puddle of blood and he stopped breathing. And everybody in the neighborhood still grieving. But destiny caught up with his ass and he got even. And all the crying in the world ain't gonna bring him back his brother. Sitting at the wake, wiping tears from his mother's eyes. Why the game have to go and take the young boy's life? Only the wicked live shy, paying the price. While he's staring at the shell, his brother so once held the trigger man made bail. And you wouldn't pay the boy his mail and sacrifice your fucking family. But that's betrayal, betrayal, betrayal.
Money, greed, and lust. In this trife life, there ain't nobody you can trust. Plus, there's no justice, it's just us. In fact, watching your back, it be a must. And each and every day around the way, gats bust. And jealous so-called friends will try to set you up. It's called betrayal.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Snail here. How are y'all doing? Welcome to Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat. Usually it's with me and Spencer, but today it's just me and I have some guests. Would you all like to announce yourselves?
Hey guys, this is Addy. You may have heard me on Strange Vibrations. I'm back here again. It's so nice to be back.
Hi, I'm Ali. I run Groupie Chats, which is Mondays at really late at night or Tuesdays really early in the morning, 1 a.m.
Incredible. Just so you know, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, I can pronounce that, Tufts Reform Radio. My guess, how have your Thanksgivings been going? Give me a brief Thanksgiving anecdote.
Oh, boy. We baked an apple pie, but we didn't have any spices, so we emptied a tea bag over it.
How did it end up tasting?
It was really good.
Wow.
I'll show you a picture after this.
Okay, very cool.
It was very good.
This was actually my first Thanksgiving ever, so that was exciting. We had like a little Friendsgiving dinner on Monday, and I was taken out to dinner by my friend's parents today, so it was pretty exciting, you know? It was nice.
Rank it out of 10, first Thanksgiving.
A solid 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Room for improvement, but yeah.
Did you guys go out for Thanksgiving food?
It wasn't Thanksgiving food. Like, there was turkey involved, but that's about it. Yeah.
The idea was there.
Yeah. It was about getting together with family.
Beautiful. Good. So Adi has the next song. Do you want to tell us what we're about to listen to?
We're about to listen to 420 Blaze Up by Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, obviously one of the most influential artists of at least our generation, if not the generation above and below as well. So yeah, enjoy.
Sweet. I'm gonna take that away. Hope you all are having a nice Thanksgiving. Here you go. Here it's the track.
When whenever I'm down and out, I get back to myself. I roll a motherfucking fat bat to myself. Leave it to Beaver. America gon' legalize, but I ain't believe her till she finally did it. Overworked, but I'm still committed. All things under the letter G, Snoop Dogg done did it. Gracefully gazing into the sky. A lot of people smoke just to get by, but I see things much differently. Medically, physically, mentally, theoretically. Put it in a letter so you let it be. One day we'll all agree and have peace up under a big chronic tree. If I had my way, at 420 every day, you could blaze a J and not have to answer to nobody. I live my life like it's a party, so let's go, cuz
I'm go ahead and blaze up. Today's the day to blaze up, yeah, yeah. So go ahead and put your J's up
and smoke.
Na 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 na.
Soon as I raise up from out of my sleep, I got me a sweet. I hope they legalize it. Yeah, I'm tired of police. You think you can smoke like me and Snoop? Don't try to compete. I'll still blaze with you. Fire that hoe up. Smoking weed is going down, then I'ma show up. Weed is well needed. It's a necessity. If I ain't got it, little shit get the best of me. I even put it in my food. I got a brownie recipe. You eat one piece, man, your ass will be fucked up for 6 or 7 hours or so. You don't like edibles, then I got plenty flowers to blow. Smoke it in a paper, cigar, a bong. Don't worry about the haters, just vibe to the song. And do it however you please, you please. Today's the day to smoke weed.
So go ahead and blaze up.
Damn, apparently really nothing now. Remember smoking with my cousin? Now we all raw cone stuffing, enough to wake the neighbors up. KK, my favorite flavor, and you ain't gotta ask, cause he major. I smoke like the mole players, only put it in the paper. I just started recently letting niggas smoke blunts around me. Known to keep the room cloudy. Get a bad bitch, sit her down, let her smoke, now she open. The best trees I be smoking, smell it through the bag so it's potent. Even get it on the plane, TSA don't even notice. Ran in the burner, he done taught a young nigga how to grow it. A pothead, but I be focused, and it ain't in my session if it's bullshit. Only the best what you dealing with is legal now, everybody's doing this.
So go ahead and blaze up. Today's the day to blaze up. So go ahead and put your J's up and smoke. Na 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 na.
Same.
it's over with. Yeah, yeah. Ain't give a flying too close to the sun. Every sound closing down. Ain't no evil place to run. Lost control, calm the smoke. All the fires that they hit one. When it's all said and done, I'll leave. Get off the ground, go around the brother's neck for that. I would never claim no prophecy, cause I know man's too small for it. These vultures circle round the dead, they want the crown for it.
Some shit popped off, I can't translate it, but gotta beat the fiend, got the whole spot rated. Damn, that's my nigga, always had good times, and when we cop J's, he can only rock kid size. Getting high, laughing puff a reefer, back when B-Moto gotta bet your sneakers. So when I roll a blunt, I shed a tear, and niggas from my hood don't even care. That's fucked up, it ain't fair. My nigga was a soldier, told me, Luke, they can't hold ya. Grew up in Detroit, Muta, VA, they took his life. He tried to get this money, OT, every day a sacrifice. He called me every day and night, telling me, Luke, you got to write. And when I come visit the D, I'ma change everybody's life. But the devil was at work, niggas hated out of spite. Gotta tell me, kill these rappers, fuck these haters, live your life. If they hate, then let them hate. If it's drama, we gon' ride. Killers never hesitate, snitches never see the trial. He told me, nigga, life is foul. When you rolling with the team, and you trying to get the ring, but nevertheless, bro, show your style. He said, this summer, we gon' kill them when we walk up in that building. With them bruisers worth a million, making everybody proud. Told me he will call me back, about to go kill it on the block. I woke up the next morning to the sad new gutter was shot by his brother's cousin, set up and killed up straight on the block. By his brother's cousin, set up and killed straight on the block.
Hello, everyone. I would like to apologize personally for killing that really cool Salem song. It was called Red River, mm-hmm. and Ali picked it and was dope, and I was trying to figure out what song I wanted to play next, and I killed it. So, Ali, do you forgive me?
I forgive you.
Beautiful.
From the bottom of my heart. It's all gonna be okay.
Incredible. So, we had Adi's song, 420 Blaze Up by Snoop Dogg. Then we had Red River by Salem. And then I accidentally played Gutta Gutta by Dopehead off the album Devil's Heaven. And now Ali has a song.
Another song. By Salem. You know, just continue it.
Yeah, because we got to hear it.
Is it called Hound or Hounds?
It is called Hound.
Okay, this is Hound by Salem from their first album.
Yes.
King Knight.
Very good. Do you have any backstory? You were talking something about Oil Rig.
Basically, there was a 10-year break between their first album and their second album, which is like a very normal time period for a fairly like six, like they're doing okay in their little niche, you know, very normal time period in between the two albums. But basically, one of the guys, they moved to the middle of nowhere to work on an oil rig and then ended up writing and recording another album because the producer, if you guys know Shlomo is, he basically was like, guys, what are you doing with your lives? Make more music. I will like produce it and master it for you and like help you with it. So that is what happened. And now they have a new album and it's so good. Very it's not nice, that new, actually. It's kind of old. It came out, like, beginning of the year. But
relatively new.
Yeah, new compared to, like, the 10-year break.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, let's hear it. Again, my apologies, my listeners. Yeah, let's hear this.
We'll be right back. your shit, I'm like, ha. When I look at my shit, I'm like, ah. Wave cat got me feeling like Rob Dad. All I do is respond, I'm mad. It gets funny the more that you front. Well, you quick to make sure it's what you want. Why would I pray for your health? Maybe I pray for myself. N-O-T, fuck with me, baby, I can't be stopped for real. Last nigga tried me broken, lying, baby, I heard this man get real. Look at the preacher and look at the spill. Swear on the Bible and keep it concealed. Cause when the roses, I live on like seal. Why would I pray for your health? Baby, I pray for myself.
Why? Not just what you say. I just.
people. We're back. So, yeah. I just played a song by Shy Girl, who's my favorite. I kind of changed up the vibe. But that's actually one of my favorite Shy Girl songs. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I think the sample in that is so clever. Because she, like, mixes up. She goes, like, S-H-Y. And then it's, like, Shy for Shy Girl. She's so smart and beautiful and amazing.
Brain exploding. I love her. Meme.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that. Like, I think everyone realizes that first time listening to that song, but it, like, took me so long to figure it out. I don't know. Anyhow, so we were just talking about...
Well, we have a PSA to read.
Yeah, we do have a PSA to read. I'm gonna... Okay, wait. 1 second, everyone, before we read the PSA. Adi and I are gonna do this in a very specific style, so...
It's exciting.
There's something very...
dangerous in your home.
It could be hiding in a closet or
waiting in the basement.
It's not
sharp
or toxic
or flammable,
yet it helps send
more people to the trauma center
than any other
household item.
Wow,
crazy.
Using
a ladder
might seem easy. Misusing one is even
easier.
Ask any of the
150,000
people who fell off their ladders into the trauma
center last year alone. Don't let
a do-it-yourself project
do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety,
visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from
the American Academy
of Orthopedic Surgeons
and your safety-minded friends here
at WMFO in Medford, Dofts.
Community Radio.
Wow.
That was
so
cool,
I think,
right?
We just need to take a, like, sit for a second to let that settle.
That was exhilarating.
It's really, really, wow, 150,000 people. I mean, what year was that written, though, do we think?
Ooh.
Like, when is last year?
I would assume it's, like, pretty recent.
Would Maybe? You? From the state of that binder, I might disagree.
When I say pretty recent, I mean, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah, I think yeah. So do we think it's before I was born or after I was born?
Were you born pre or post 9/11?
Post.
Okay.
Wait, were you born pre or post 9/11?
Just post.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Because you were 2002,
I measure
right?
time based on 9/11. It's like my metric for everything.
But you weren't alive for it.
Yeah, I wasn't alive
okay,
for it.
Okay, I see.
What's it's your birthday?
October 8th,
okay.
2001.
Yes. Nice.
I see.
When's your birthday?
Mine is in February. But you're 2003. We're both 2002.
Are you 2002?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No. Wait, but I'm like also thinking like, even if the statistics are from a long time ago, like, what would drastically change the course of ladder safety
this
statistics?
PSA?
That's true.
Yeah.
Is that even a question?
I mean...
true. Our reach at WMFO? Insane.
Like, yeah. All 33 people listening right now are definitely going to implement this in
well,
their lives.
Yeah, exactly. We're saving lives here.
Every life counts, and we're doing it one at a time.
No one listening to this will ever fall off a ladder and end up in the trauma center.
I feel like it's all about awareness, you know? If you're, like, if you're just living your life not really thinking about the consequences of using a ladder, you're going to be a lot more reckless.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're making a difference here.
We
yeah.
really are.
Allie, will you tell us about Earth Eater? Because we're going to listen to her song
I next. Can tell you about Earth Eater. What I can tell you is I sat next to her at a wedding over summer, mm-hmm. and there were two things that were important, other than the fact that I barely spoke to her because she's insane.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, insanely big boobs, like, mm-hmm. insane. Second of all, she wore a dress with herself on it to the wedding. This was someone else's wedding, and she was just in there wearing, like, a mesh two-piece dress with herself on it.
Major like alpha energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Her body or her face?
It was her album cover.
Oh.
The one with fire coming out of her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you know about Earth Eater?
Is that there was a music video with her pouring pink stuff on herself, right, mm-hmm. when she's naked in a desert. That was Pepto-Bismol.
Interesting.
Yeah. My friend was the one pouring it on her.
Wow.
Yeah.
As you can see, we have someone very well connected in our radio station.
What can I say?
Yeah. I'm from LA.
Yeah. shall we listen to this song?
Yes. It's called High Tide by Air Theater. Not from the album that she wore a dress with herself on it. From a different album.
Very good. Okay, let's play it.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. It's what I always wanted. Could never have demanded.